We take this brief time out for a financial safari quiz question. An advisor tells you he can guarantee you a 20% return on your investment. You should do what? A. Sign on the dotted line. B. Ask for some literature about the investment. Or C. Run in the other direction. The correct answer? C. Beware whenever someone combines the word guarantee with a return that high. There's no such investment that can do that. Don't walk. Run the other way.
It's now our favorite time of the week when we get to answer your questions. Each week, you submit questions on financialsafari.com and we spin the wheel to see which ones get answered. Let's step back into the studio where Coach Pete DeRuda is ready to spin the It is time for the Wheel of Questions. We've got our giant wheel of numbers up here. Coach is ready to give it a spin. These are questions from listeners who have emailed them into info@financialsafari.com. All right, Coach, you ready to give it a spin?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite times of the show, as you know. And, one of the things, though, I've been spinning a lot of low numbers here. So if I was in Vegas, I would put money on low numbers right now, if I were you.
Oh, yeah.
But, we'd probably land on 18 right now. Here we go. Let's see what happens.
Here we go.
And my daughter came in the studio earlier, and she's one of three. So it's a low number wheel. Let's see where it lands today. Going around. Look it out. Number five. All right. Didn't land on number three. But still didn't go to the high numbers.
All right. So number five. Our question is, how can I cash out my IRA and invest it in a small business? I am 53 years old and self-employed with my husband. The business sold last year. I want to start a new business.
All right. So you said the business sold last year?
The business sold last year.
And then now the money's in the IRA, and they want to start a new business with that money?
That's what it looks like, yes.
Okay. All right. The problem here.
They're 53 years old.
Yeah, that's a problem right there because it's a 10% penalty right off the bat to take money out of your IRA if you're under 59 and a half. And so then not to mention the taxes that they're going to owe state and federal, depending on what state they're in. It didn't say what state they were in, did it?
It doesn't, no.
Okay, most states have state taxes. So, gosh, that better be a good business. I know the first place to turn a lot of times is 401ks or IRAs to get money because it's sitting there. It's the biggest account, matter of fact, sitting there. And you assume that money should be touched. But that's your retirement money. Yep. Are you willing to gamble your retirement on a business that may or may not fail? And it didn't say what kind of business, did it?
No, it didn't.
Keep in mind, restaurants are about a 90% or more failure rate over a year. That's a lot of failures in restaurants. We always see the ones that succeed, but you really don't know how successful they are. Restaurants are a tough business to run because you have to order food. You don't know when the people are going to order this food. That's why they come out when you go out to eat. They always tell you about the specials, right? The chef has prepared a very special menu today. Well, that's because the chef knows the outdate on all this food he's got to get rid of. So it's a special. But you notice one thing about the specials, the prices aren't that special.
No, they aren't.
He calls it a special, but the prices are pretty high. So my little tangent on restaurants. I did work at restaurants when I was in college, so I can talk about this. But all right, so I don't think that they should take money out of the retirement account. Maybe look at an SBA loan, Small Business Association loan. Maybe look at some family members or even crowdfunding, which is where you can go post your opportunity on different sites and people can invest with you. Problem is there, if you watch the Shark Tank, you give up equity to get money, but you're giving up your retirement to maybe get money if you take money out of your 401k. So I don't know. I think they really need to sit down and talk to somebody who can lay it out for them, what they're planning to do, what the return on investment will be, when they can get the money back in that IRA, and not just the money they're taking out, but that 10% penalty they're losing too. That factors into your immediate return on investment going negative in the red. And that's not good because most businesses don't succeed right away, do they? And another thing I don't advise is taking money out of your home to run a business, taking a home equity line of credit. Because keep in mind, if the business fails and you can't pay your mortgage payment, you lose your house. So not only did your business go bad, but your house is gone.
That's right.
So be very, very careful on this. I know we all get excited about our business opportunities and we think we have an idea no one's ever thought about. I think people probably already thought about it, maybe even tried it. So you might want to research that and see if anyone's ever tried it. And the best thing to do before you ever put money into opening your own business is go get a job at a company that's similar to that and see if you like that day-to-day activity over a course of a couple months. It's all exciting when you start until you have that grind, they call it the daily grind, and then you turn into the Fred Flintstone at 5 o'clock, you want out. And that's not what owning a business is. Owning your own business is 24/7. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're on top of that business or that business is on top of you. So be very careful about taking money out of your IRAs, especially if you're under 59 and a half. The good thing is that if he does decide to take money out and he's only 53, he'll get that 10% penalty, but he's got some years to refill that, whereas somebody who is 65 taking money out of their IRA would not have that 10% penalty. They still owe the taxes, but they have no time whatsoever to refill that account. So be very careful on that.
Well, if you need any help taking a look at your plan, sitting down and making sure that you are not going to negatively affect your retirement plan, the number to call to reach your local financial coach is 800-604-1099. Again, call 800-604-1099. Leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with the financial coach in your area. Make sure you're considering all of your options and looking at all sides of every plan by sitting down with your local financial coach today. The number again, 800-604-1099. You're listening to the Financial Safari.
It's time for a financial definition. The rule of five shows us that, on average, we experience a bear market every 5 years. It obviously doesn't work like clockwork, but on average, over the course of time, you can expect downturns in the market. Make sure your plan accounts for the rule of five.